Welcome to VFN Radio. I am Pat Hamilton, and standing in for Greg Lancaster today is the one and only John Ramos.
Welcome to VFN Radio.
We'll be right with you in just a few moments. Welcome, welcome, welcome to VFN Radio.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, and joining with me today is Pat Hamilton.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. My goodness, well, you're joining us for the extra hour. Boy, time just flies. I said we'll be right back. I didn't realize we were flying past our first hour. Oh my goodness. Heart of gratitude, Pat.
Absolutely.
Heart of gratitude. Wow, we shared so much about just having a heart of gratitude and being at a place where we can just rest in the fact that God is good, that we're blessed, that we don't have to just compare anymore, but we can say, you know what? This is what God has provided for us. This is what we have. This is, and you know what? We're going to rejoice in it. We're not going to spend any more time complaining about it. We're just going to be thankful for what we do have.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good, right? That's godliness with contentment.
That's good. That's great game. Right. It's good perspective.
Yeah, it helps us out, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Dude, you're filthy rich.
I know.
You're buying me
lunch.
Isn't
that amazing?
You're buying me lunch. All right, you're filthy rich. I don't want to hear that no more.
God is
well,
good.
We're going to talk about the torch, the top three in the VFN torch. Oh, my goodness. This is so exciting. This is what our VFN radio listeners are clicking and watching and listening and reading. I want to welcome all of you that have joined us for the extra hour. And we're going to talk more in this extra hour about Islam and some of the things that are happening in Germany. I'm telling you, you got to be educated, you got to be informed, you got to get ready. And we're going to explore more of this in the extra hour. But we want to share and also about our wisdom moment. But we also want to share with you just the top three stories and the VFN torch. And number one, Pat, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Turn it off and tune into God. Oh my goodness! Remember that? Turn it off. And in this segment, you know, it's all it's about turning off the television. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Greg Drake talks about he was driving down when he was in his police cruiser many, many years ago, and he see these halos, these lights coming from people's living room windows, where the whole family's just around the boob tube, as someone used to call it. You know, it's like, oh my goodness, and all these distractions. Now it's not just the television. Now it's the internet. Now it's the phones. Now it's texting. Now it's the apps. And all these distractions. And my goodness, if there's ever been a time, to make time to listen to the voice of God, to make time to abide, let me tell you, this is the time. I mean, in this segment, you're going to hear about, is America under judgment? Mm-hmm. There's three phases. If you haven't subscribed to VFN TV, let me tell you, this is a good time to do so. VFNTV.com and click subscribe. It's absolutely free. Doesn't cost you a thing. But when you do subscribe and you subscribe, you actually have access to so much more. It's free, doesn't cost you a thing. But one of the things that you'll have access to is a great message here, is America Under Judgment. Mm-hmm. You're going to see some, it's just a message, but it is so powerful because it lays out the evidence. It just lays it out.
Right.
Just lays it out. And you can make your own determination once you hear the evidence. Pretty, pretty powerful. You could turn it off so that you can tune into God, but you can't hear God above the noise. You got to turn it off. It's very, very encouraging. You know, the next one, Pat, that's got a lot of attention is Islam has a plan to kill our president, God reveals. Let me tell you, we must pray for our president.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I'm grateful and thankful that for over what? It's like been 3 years at least, I think. We have been praying on our prayer and fasting community for the president, for the vice president, his cabinet, his family, his daughters, his wife, and for their protection. Let me tell you, we've got to pray. And you're going to hear in this segment what God just revealed. Let me tell you, you got to hear this message. God does speak. God does speak. And again, you'll get that on BFNTV.com when you subscribe. But it just goes into to what some of the leaders have heard. I mean, this is a really, really shocking thing, you know. And it's just you want to be aware because you want to know how to pray. Mm-hmm. But there's a horrific strategy that's being laid out to hurt our president.
Right.
I mean, this is not good. This is not a good thing. Mm-mm. And we need to repent. You know, we need to, you know, and just stop blaming others. Just, my goodness, you just got to come to grips with the reality and say, it's only going to be on our knees. It's only going to be on our knees, repenting and coming back to a heart of God where we can really begin to just see a turning in our nation. Speaking of that, in the third story that's being highlighted here on the top three of the VFN Torch is Journey Back. Mm. And it's funny, we talked about this yesterday a little bit, but Journey Back. And Journey Back is a great segment about it's time for God's people to cry out.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's time, Pat.
It's time.
It's time to begin to cry out, and you're going to see God respond. You know, we see how God just moved powerfully and used Moses during a plague, during a time that things happened that affected the people of God, during a time that came upon the people, but God was still God, and God still navigated and brought his people through. And, you know, we hear in this segment how David was just encouraged, and he was encouraged because he suffered great loss at one time, and mm-hmm. God brought him through.
Right.
When disaster struck him and his men, God was faithful and he brought him through. But you know what? We got to journey back. We got to go back and return back to our first love.
That's right.
We've got to repent and come back to the place where we're not involved in just sin and gross sin. I'm not talking about, you know, the difference between, you know, a sheep and a pig is that when a sheep falls into dirt, a sheep is like, you know, bad, you know, get this thing off of me. Mm-hmm. And the thing with a pig, and a pig is just rolling in slop. It's got no problem, no conviction whatsoever, mm-hmm. fully engaged in the sin and is happy in it.
And loving it. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? This shall not be.
Mm-mm.
This should not be for the people of God. You know, is your heart not hurt anymore? You're not convicted anymore. Do you have a seared conscience where the things that used to prick your heart, the mm-hmm. things that you would be ashamed of in the mm-hmm. presence of God, the things that you would be convicted about, does that no longer convict you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay with just sin coming across your eyes and across your ear gate and just ignoring it?
Mm-hmm.
We've got to turn back and journey back to God. It's
right.
the only way.
That's right.
Well, you know, yesterday we spoke about all the different things that were happening, and particularly at the DNC, Pat. We were mm-hmm. talking about how Juma prayer for you know, Islam was being promoted at the DNC mm-hmm. by our president,
right,
and the Democratic National Convention, and they had this prayer last Friday, and we learned about this radical agenda.
Mm-hmm.
That the Muslims have, the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, just want to come in and just have a caliphate and implement Sharia and really do away with the Constitution of the United States. I'm telling you, if you missed this segment, if you got to hear this segment, you got to hear everything that's been shared. In fact, when you go to the VFN Torch, mm-hmm. you're going to see that we have related stories. So you kind of get a whole picture of what's been said, you know, on this radio program in regards to it, and helps you to put things into perspective. And you mm-hmm. get to hear from different, you know, angles and just different segments to help you get a more of a complete picture. But I want to share today with our viewers that this is happening in a lot of other nations.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that this is what was beginning to happen in Europe. And right now in Germany, and this is Eric Steckelbeck. He really just broke this story. He does a lot in this area of research. And right now, what's happening in Germany is this Salafism movement.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that's what the Muslim Brotherhood, it's an ideology from the Quran
mm-hmm.
that it's strict code. I mean, this is, you know, this is what some may call radical, but this is Islam. This is Islam. And some of the things that you're hearing, some of the stuff you've heard before on this radio program, but, you know, like I mentioned yesterday, I'm not the sharpest knife in the stack,
right?
You know,
right.
And I need to hear things maybe three or four times, or sometimes maybe even more, depending who you talk to, right? But for me to get something, and maybe you might be the same, but this is something that we need to be educated on, and we're still just learning and growing and understanding the depth of this. But this is a real threat, and we're going to get to speak about today, JJ, as well too. Lord, we're going to talk about. It's JJ, Jews and Jesus, and it helps to put all of this into perspective and to understand, you know, what this is really all about. But I want you to listen to a segment here about what they have to say here.
In June, 1,000 police fanned out across Germany. They targeted the homes, schools, and mosques of Salafi Muslims. Salafis model themselves after Muhammad and strictly follow Islamic Sharia law. The movement encourages violent jihad and is shared by Al-Qaeda and many other Islamic terror groups. It's now taking hold among a small but growing number of Germany's 4.3 million Muslims.
We have a really dynamic, growing Salafi scene in Germany. So some of the security officers, they tell us that we have about 5,000 Salafis in Germany.
Journalist Franz Fader follows Germany's Salafi scene closely.
The Salafi movement in Germany is creating an environment for violence and for radicalization. What is absolutely clear is that not every Salafist is a terrorist, but every terrorist is a Salafist.
It's creating an environment for violence. Listen to this.
And that includes the gunman who murdered two U.S. soldiers and two more in an attack in Frankfurt last year, not to mention dozens of other German Muslims arrested on terrorism charges since 9/11. Others have left Germany to wage jihad abroad.
A lot of jihadis and with Salafist background are going to Afghanistan, into training camps, to Pakistan, into training camps. A lot of jihadis are passing through the Horn of Africa, and they are going to...
Listen to this. They're going to get training. They're going to different places. This is training for what?
Right.
They believe in jihad.
Fight in Somalia, going to fight in Yemen.
Sheikh Abu Adam runs the Darul Quran Mosque in Munich. He dislikes the term Salafi.
Listen, this is a plan. This is a strategy. This is what we're seeing in Germany. Let me tell you something. It wants to come to the shores of America. I mean, we discussed this already in the VFN radio. There's an Islamic movement to bring Islam to the United States. I mean, they have this. They've been saying that the seeds of Sharia have been sown here already.
Right.
And this is an ideology that's violent. I mean, you got to remember, it's jihad. This is the same type of a mindset or ideology that's taught in the Quran. That Al Qaeda has embraced, and a lot of other terror groups. And this is taking place in Germany. I mean, there are 5,000 of them, I believe, and they're really wanting to just branch out.
Mm-hmm.
And we can learn as we're seeing what's happening in Europe, as we're seeing what's happening in different places around the world. Mm-hmm. We can take note. I mean, we really can take note. It was said that the Sheikh, you know, he's being investigated in Germany, but it's violent. I mean, he brutally, physically abused his wife.
Oh.
And yeah, and she wasn't even able to report charges. I mean, it's just like, what is this? You know, they have a plan. This is what they did. They want to spread this message all over Germany. And what they did, Pat, they printed over 300,000 Qurans, 300,000. Mm-hmm. And then they went all over Germany and they gave it out. They want to spread this form, this radical Islamic, you know, teachings, mm-hmm. which is Sharia, the caliphate, all of it. And they mm-hmm. want to take over.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. We heard this on VFN radio, and hopefully this week we'll get a chance to share this with you. And we're talking about JJ here in a little bit. But migration, and this is important because migration through immigration. When a country is migrated, I mean, you can lose the population. You know, there was a recent study, and again, you can find this on the Torch as well, is that basically said that in order for a culture to maintain itself for more than 25 years, the fertility rate has to be 2.1 children per family, okay, in order to maintain a particular culture. And so if a family doesn't have 2.1 children, they're saying they're not going to be able to do that, they're not going to be able to maintain it. And so if anything else, the culture's in decline. Now, they say that if you have a 1.9%, you can never, you know, right, come get past that. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so now a 1.3 is actually impossible. When we come back, we're going to share more about what is actually the fertility rate in different parts of the world, different parts of the world, and particularly Germany and the U.S. And we're going to see how, you know, these cultures are going to be able to maintain or not be maintained. We'll be right back.
Oh, my goodness. John, have you been listening to the daily VFN radio program?
You know I have.
Oh, man. Such good content. Hey, are you on Facebook?
Of course.
Wow. You've got to check out the VFN TV page on Facebook.com. And if you haven't, you check it out. You can go on Facebook.com/VFN TV. You know, when you're listening to the radio program and you're listening to a segment that's just, you know, speaking to you, and you know that, you know, there's friends that's really going to encourage them, you can click share. And those friends who are all of your friends who you're connected with on Facebook, they'll immediately get what you share.
Wow, that's awesome. It's a great way to continue to spread the word, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. Check it out. Facebook.com/VFN TV.
If you've ever looked at the church and have thought to yourself, these people are just way too perfect for me to come around them, then you know what? You and I are a lot alike. That was my story. I thought everyone in the church was just perfect, and I was the only one with issues. But guess what? Everyone that comes to Jesus has a background. We don't come to Jesus because we're perfect. We come to Jesus because we need a Savior. And you know, I was at that place. I was at that place where things weren't going right in my life. I was away from God. I was in sin. I was chasing after the world, trying to find an identity, trying to find myself. And the more I kept looking for myself, the more I went deeper and deeper into sin. But then I had an encounter. I had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when that happened, everything changed. Yeah, my life wasn't perfect, but I met the one who is perfect. And with that, I'm absolutely okay. I want to encourage you to read my story. You can read other stories of people that were not perfect, but people who met the perfect one. Mm-hmm. You can go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You know, John, the content and the topics and subjects that we've been hearing on the VFN TV Daily Live radio program has been encouraging, is it not?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to encourage you, the listeners that have been listening, you know, if you've missed anything, I want to encourage you to go on VFNTV.com, and you'll see a torch on the right-hand side. Click on that link, and you'll be able to see all of the highlights. You'll be able to scroll back. You know, you might not have even known about the Daily VFN Radio program until like a week ago. But we have been posting all of the highlights since beforehand, and you can catch all of the highlights since before you've even been listening. Go to VFN TV, V for Vine, VFNTV.com, and then click on the torch on the right-hand side. Dude, John, I was opening up my mail the other day,
uh-huh,
and I got an offer to subscribe to a magazine. Check this out. They wanted $25 a month. Not a year, a month.
Hey, $25 a month. Come on. Are you serious?
Yeah. That didn't even get a second look. I was like, no. Like $25, trash. That's where that went. I was like, that ain't jiving, you know?
I bet. $25.
Not gonna work. But get this. Did you know that you can subscribe for free?
What?
VFNTV.com. B become a subscriber. You get more content. You get the downloads. You get to see more of what is not heard, more of what's not talked about on the daily VFN radio program. Check it out. VFNTV.com. Become a subscriber.
You know, Steve, being the church is not as difficult as others have made it out to be.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I used to go to tradition, you just wanting to build relationship and wanting to, but really, how could you?
Mm-hmm.
Within a couple of hours, and sometimes what would be feel like a sterile environment.
Right.
But when I had the chance to gather with VFN, Vine Fellowship Network, it became so natural.
Right.
Because it was an environment where family can just truly come alive.
Yeah.
There's nothing like having family. And there's nothing like having someone that has your back, that follows God, that abides, and truly cares for you. By carrying each other's burdens, we fulfill the law of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, VFNfamily.org. Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, and joining with me today is Pat Hamilton. Well, Pat, we're talking about Salafism.
Mm-hmm. And what is
Islam, the threat to Germany, what's happening in Germany, the threat that's coming to the United States. I mean, this is happening already in other parts of the country. And we ended before the commercial break. We were talking about in order for a country to maintain itself, for that culture to maintain itself for more than 25 years, mm-hmm. it requires a fertility rate of 2.1 children per family. Now, they say that anything else would you know, cause that culture to decline.
Mm-hmm.
And no culture has never been able to reverse itself. Listen to this, Pat. They've never been able to reverse itself when it had a fertility rate of 1.9.
Mm.
Okay? They say a fertility rate of 1.3 is impossible.
Mm.
Okay? And these are parents that are having children. It causes you to go,
Wow.
You know, it causes you to think, talking about Germany, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you know that Germany's fertility rate is 1.3?
Oh, wow.
That's how many children they have per family.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is amazing because Germany already has said, and they were the first to come out publicly to say, that the fall in Germany population can no longer be stopped. And its downward spiral is no longer reversible. It will be a Muslim state by the year 2050. And this comes from the German Federalist Statistics Office. I mean, they recognize that this cannot be stopped and that through migration, through transformation. We talked about on previous programs about Murfreesboro and the 50,000 mosques being built and has been built in Tennessee, or the Islamic Center with a 10,000 square foot mosque with a 50,000 square foot facility. And how many people did he actually have to fill this? Well, they're going to fill it through migration, through immigration. And this is, you got to look at this. I mean, what is, and with a whole goal and intention to replace the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
to replace the Constitution with Sharia. What a caliphate. It's like this. No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to pay attention. You got to know what is happening. I mean, look at the fertility rate in the United States. Now remember, 1.9, it's not going to reverse itself.
Right.
Okay? At a 1.3, it's nearly impossible. The fertility rate of the United States, Pat, is 1.6.
Wow.
1.6. Now, with the influx of Latino nations,
mm-hmm.
Of Latinos coming in, the rate increases to 2.11, the bare minimum required to sustain a culture.
Mm-hmm.
In 1970, again, you can find all this on the Torch,
mm-hmm.
Migration through immigration.
Mm-hmm.
In 1970, there's 100,000 Muslims in America, and now 2008, there's 9 million. And
right.
and it's you know, we're not talking about we're talking about a radical movement that's trying to, it's Islam, Salafism, that's trying to come in. And you think about it,
mm-hmm.
it makes you wonder, you know, you hear all this talk about immigration in the news, and are we really concerned about Pedro? Are we really concerned about Pedro coming from Mexico? Is that really what we're concerned about?
Right.
You know, when it's in fact the Latin culture that's helping sustain America with a birth rate of 2.11, and you have a radical Islamic movement that's trying to come in, that it endangers and hurts people, that's trying to abolish the Constitution, mm-hmm. that's trying to steal away our rights, our God-given rights.
Right.
And there's others in this country, mm-hmm. that would love to do away with the Constitution or alter the Constitution. This mm-hmm. is a republic. And so you got to know. You got to know, because you know what? If and what's holding everything together, you know what as the nation, as the church goes, so does the nation go.
Mm-hmm.
And if the church doesn't repent, and we say this often, but my goodness, it's just the truth. If the church does not get its heart right, and that's our prayer, and that's right. our heart's concern, is that the church will return back to her first love.
Mm-hmm.
The church will return back to the first love, that we begin to honor the word of God again. We begin to honor God again, and we get the sin out of our lives that God will maybe allow us to keep these United States.
Yeah, right.
The sovereignty. But really, how it, when you look at the scheme of things, you look at the president who empowered the Muslim Brotherhood,
mm-hmm.
when you look at what's happening and how the Muslim Brotherhood has infiltrated the United States—
Mm-hmm.
When you look at all these little stacks and just all these pieces of the puzzle being put together, you look at how Islam was being promoted at the DNC. It's like, right. you know, can we catch a clue?
Mm-hmm.
And this is not about, you know, coming against Muslims. This is not about that at all. This is about dealing with the fact that, you know, the Quran teaches that you got to, you know, violence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, put the sword under their neck.
Right.
I mean, there is serious distinctions. And what we want to do right now is play a segment called JJ for you. Really going to explain how the Quran teaches. This is the foundation of everything that they believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's the foundation for Sharia. It's the foundation for the caliphate. And what the Quran's views, what the teachings of Muhammad are in regards to Christians and the Jews. I mean, it's an anti-Christ religion. It says that they recognize Jesus as a prophet, but they say that Jesus is going to repent.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to come and he's going to repent for calling him God. He's going to tell the church to repent,
right.
and he's going to assist their God. I mean, mm-hmm. this is not right.
right.
This is wrong.
Right.
So I want you to listen to this segment, and we're going to talk more about it when we come back.
Well, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, in the extra hour, we're going to be talking about, you know, Christianity. We're going to be talking about, you know, Islam. Also, we're going to talk about, you know, what's taking place in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We're amazed at some of the things that are going on. Islam in the West, it seems to be a huge rise of Islam. And we want to say this before we start talking about it, and we're going to mention it again in the extra hour, and we'll always preface what we're saying with JJ. So you want to talk about JJ.
Right.
And when you hear JJ, we're saying it that way so that you remember it. Because if we don't preface what we're saying with JJ, and we'll tell you what JJ means in a minute, then, you know, the enemy's going to twist it and call it intolerance. And that's the last thing that a Christian is being. We're not supposed to be, and that's not our goal.
Mm-hmm.
But the two J's stand for Jesus and the Jews.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That you have to understand. I remember I was talking to John Stemberger, you know, with he's the one responsible for putting the marriage amendment on the Florida Constitution. He's also the one that represented or began to represent a 70-year-old, a child who was a child of a Muslim parents who were trying to ship her back to, you know, one of the Arab countries from America because she got saved. She became a Christian. And uh-huh. she was concerned that, you know, they were going to harm her.
Right.
You know, because this is the thing is, JJ, you have to understand JJ, that the Quran, which is the book that was written by Muhammad, which is the prophet that followers of Islam,
mm-hmm.
which are called Muslims, they follow. You need to read it. Don't just listen to the latest interview about it. Look at it. As a matter of fact, you can go to the VFN torch and compare. You have the Bible right beside the Quran. You can see the two right there. And we have some teachings on VFN TV to talk about it. And so John Stenberger, you know, I talked to John Stenberger. We had him here for VFNU. He was speaking to our leaders and about how to, you know, lead in regards to the First Amendment and be in the church and not be restrained and, you know, what your rights are and that type of thing. And we appreciate John for doing that. And, but in that, I was talking to him and he's explaining to me that he says, well, you know, that, a friend of his told him that you have to understand this way this works is that, this is his friend telling John, this is not John. John's just repeating what his friend had told him that there is there's radical Islam and then there's another form of Islam, but then there's their moderate, and there's the backslidden Islam, basically. He didn't use the backslidden, people that don't even know the Quran. Then you have the moderate who actually sees it, what it says in the Quran, but they've moderated it. They kind of fix, you know, sort of like Mormonism moderated their Book of Mormon. They kind of just adjust. And, you know, the 15th edition. And then, but then you have the radical Islam. And so they've separated themselves from radical. But what does radical really mean? I mean, what does radical? Radical means, you know, that you read it and you believe it and you do it. I mean, and so, and I said, well, so he's saying, so the hope for America, his friend's telling him, the hope for America is that, that is the moderate Muslim, the one who's moderate.
The backslidden Muslim.
Well, the moderate Muslim. and I said, well, you know, John, that I can understand what you're talking about. But the thing about it is that in Christianity and following the Lord, when Christians follow Jesus, the other J in JJ, is that the very fact that we preach Jesus as the way to God, they consider that adversarial, that that there's three goals for that. There's three goals in the Quran for that is either convert, put in servitude, or to kill. You know, and with us, with the Bible, it's like we love our enemies. And so there's a big contrast there.
Huge.
You know, one is, you know, gets hit in the face and the cheek and they turn the other cheek, you know, and the other one takes the head off of the one who didn't choose to follow their God. I mean, it's a huge
total contrast.
And so then preaching Jesus is considered an offense to the ones who follow Islam. And so the only way you can appease that spirit is to not preach Jesus. And he's like, well, yeah, that's, you know, he's saying, you know, he's kind of panning that out, you know, and he's going, well, so then I said, so then you're saying this, the only hope for America is a backslidden Muslim and a backslidden Christian. And he paused for a moment and he's like, and the thing about it is, you know, a backslidden Christian is not sliding into heaven. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's no such thing as really, those are, you know, different terms. And so, understanding that it's not that Christians, you know, that, that follow Jesus cannot live and coexist with anybody who serves any other, you know, God, which we consider false. You know, we can do that. We can coexist. We can live up under Pharaoh. We can live up under, you know, in China. I mean, look what's happening in China. But the thing about it is if the very fact you're going to kill us and oppress us and put us in servitude and kidnap our women and force them into to Islam and and bring in a caliphate and your goal is to destroy the Christians and the Jews because the other G is other J is Jews, that they believe that, and the Quran says, and it's not going to be over until a rock says, come over here and look at me. There's still a Jew under me. Come out and destroy this Jew. I mean, they're against, they're against Jesus and the Jews. And the Quran says that, and you can see this on the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Just type in Islam. We have a lot of different things right there, trying to seek an understanding of it and our on our contrast between the two, but understanding that they want to destroy the Jews. That's their goal. Uh-huh. Their goal is the reason why you're seeing Israel surrounded right now by this Arab Spring, that which our president, President Barack Obama, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, which by the way was just voted for the second year in a row the second most powerful woman in the world.
Interesting.
Up under Merkel, the president of Germany,
the
chancellor or whatever her she is of the most powerful woman in the world, and they're orchestrating all this. And so there's a storm brewing, America. Church, and that's who we're talking to. This what VFN Radio is for. Is not we're not talking to the world. We're talking to the church. I mean, that's and the church is not buildings or organizations. It's people who profess to be believers of Jesus Christ to encourage you, to inspire you, to challenge you, to activate you. We're also talking to the ones that have gone astray, in hopes that God would lead you back. And those that are being drawn to God, maybe the Lord is beginning to speak to you and call you in, and that. We're here to be able to encourage you on that journey to God. And you can go to meetmyfather.org, where we shared a couple of our stories, and you can find out how to meet God through his son, Jesus Christ. Understand JJ. This is JJ, Jesus and the Jews. Understand this, that the Quran says that Jesus is not the son of God. And that he will have to come back and repent for calling himself the son of God. Now, if Jesus, and he is, the only way to God, Islam denies access to God by denying the sonship of Jesus Christ.
Right.
I
mean, think about that. I mean, Youssef right now, right?
That's right.
Youssef is in prison in Iran. They're going to have his trial September the
8th.
September?
He's been in prison now for over 3 years for trying to evangelize.
Where at and what is the primary religion of that land?
Well, it's Muslim, and it's in Iran. And so he's been in prison now for 3 years. 3 years. And they try to arrest him on these false charges for, you know, rape and extortion. And when they dug up and found out what the arrest report was for religious-based purposes, which is basically, you know, trying to preach the gospel and for witnessing to Muslims. And they put him in prison. And now, because there's an outcry from the church, and I know many of us have been praying, but now other countries have stepped up, and Great Britain, the United States, Brazil, they're all demanding for his release. But this is an aggressive religion that wants to do everything in its power to stop the spreading of Christianity and to stop the mentioning of Jesus Christ as the only way.
Yeah, and the thing, evil can't coexist with good. It can't.
Yeah.
It doesn't coexist. And so the very first international war that, you know, America ever fought was in was a war against the Muslims, because they had no choice. They hated to do it because, you know, they were just trying to build their country. We fought for our country and just wanted just to be ourselves and do our thing. But Islam was encroaching in, even in that day. You know, we're a relatively new country. But, you know, they were encroaching in. They realized, you know, we had to do something because they mean us harm.
It's like the snake and the frog, huh?
Yeah, it's exactly like the snake and the frog. Well, explain that.
Well, you know, there was a... You tell this often, but there was a snake who tells a frog, listen, if you get me up to the top of this hill, I promise I won't eat you. And so the frog thinks about it for a little while and says, okay, I'll help you out. So the snake curls up amongst the frog, and then the frog jumps up and climbs up to the top of this hill mountain. And lo and behold, the snake eats the frog. So the other animals that are watching this all take place said, what in the world? Why in the world did you let, you know, did he let the frog take him up there? You know, what happened there? The other guy says, well, he knew what he was when he took him up there.
He knew what he was when you made the covenant.
That's right.
When you made the contract, when you said, hey, let's do this thing. You knew I was a snake from the beginning. Right from the jump. Isn't that something?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense.
This all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, speaking of that, so you're going to hear JJ talk a lot. We want to bring up JJ because Islam is just one amongst many men. I mean, men are very religious. I mean, you have a lot of different, you know, men trying to find God, and they end up getting twisted, or things happen, or getting led astray. And but it's a man's desire to find God. But in regards to Islam, it's Satan's desire to destroy mankind who doesn't serve Satan. You know,
that's right. Mm-hmm.
It's the antithesis. They're waiting for their. And you've got to go to VFN TV. You've got to see, you know, Christianity, America, Israel, and Islam. You got to hear that. You got to hear what's going on. I don't know how much time we have left, but if we repent, I know if God did it for Nineveh and He was concerned about, He called them a great city. That I know that God's concerned about America and He calls it a great nation.
Mm-hmm.
But it still had God's plan that He was raising a sword against it.
Right.
And we're going to be talking about, so we're not speaking against any religion in per se. We're just exposing it for that it's against the United States Constitution and it's against the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
JJ wants to kill Jesus and Jews. They want to kill, you know, those that follow Jesus, which are Christians, and follow and destroy the Jews. And in that you just can't partner with somebody who wants to kill you.
That's right.
That's right.
And the caliphate, which is the ultimate goal of a non-backslidden Muslim, because this is what I said to John Stenberger. I said, so if the hope for America is a moderate or a backslidden Muslim and a backslidden Christian, what happens if the Muslim repents? You know, what happens if they have this encounter and they say, you know what, you know, I've been sinning, I'm a backslidden Muslim, I'm going to go read the Quran, and they become what they would define as radical. But a radical Christian, this is what a radical Christian does. He turns the other cheek.
Right.
A radical Christian sells himself into slavery that he might win a few and that God may receive his reward, like the Moravians.
Right.
That's right.
A radical Christian is like Mike Bickle, who says, I'll pray till I can't pray anymore, and I'll bring this next generation in, like IHOP Kansas City, International House of Prayer Kansas City. A radical Christian is somebody like Lou Engle, who says, listen, we've got to stand in the gap. A radical Christian is somebody like Coach McCartney with the Promise Keepers. A radical Christian is like Mother Teresa, who goes and a radical Christian is totally contradicts a radical religious person, because a radical Christian is wanting to manifest and share the love of the Father with as many people as they can through Jesus Christ. And Satan hates that. Satan hates that, because that's, I mean, any God you want to, you can talk about, but you can't talk about the God through his son, Jesus Christ, because he's the real God. That's why people get upset about it that it aren't with God. And that's why you can't pray in his name. And understand this, that means that the God you serve, if you serve Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you are serving the correct God. Well, we're coming to the end of this first hour. Join us. We're going to be talking about Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and the 50,000 square foot mosque that just opened when I was up there just the other day. We're going to talk about Islam in the West, how that is it's increasing. We're going to talk about the Democratic National Convention is bringing 20,000 Muslims, and they're going to actually celebrate and defend Islam in the
So you see, this is what's happening. This is what's going on. And this is a great segment to give us perspective on exactly what is happening. And when we're talking about Jews and Jesus, you got to know. You got to know. I mean, radical means that they just simply believe, they read the Quran, they believe it, and they do what the Quran says. That's what a radical Muslim is. And it's, and you know, if Christians preaching Jesus as the Son of God is seen as adversarial, the only way to God is seen as adversarial to the Muslims,
right?
You know, because the Quran teaches that Muhammad says that Jesus is not the Son of God, and so, you know, in their eyes, this is an adversarial thing. The Quran has basically, you know, three goals for those that are not Muslims. It's to convert them, either bring them into servitude, or to kill them. And so you got to know. You got to know what's happening. You got to know our response. Let me tell you, there's a great day ahead. I mean, there's a great, great day ahead. I believe that there are many Muslims, radicals included, that will find God and will find the true God and will find Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But it's going to begin when we understand, when we can see what's actually happening, so that we can actually have a heart to pray, a heart to be engaged in what's happening. We'll be right back. When we come right back, we're going to talk about the wisdom moment. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I think about that, Promise Keepers, when Coach McCartney, you know, began you know, God touched his heart and he began to share with his friend about, you know, we just got to get, you know, men together and we got to get right. people together. And two men, one man, then two men, then 40 men, as they began to do this and build small groups of men around America, mm-hmm. then eventually that filled stadiums. But the stadiums yep. weren't filled because Coach McCartney had an idea. Mm-hmm. It was because God wanted to begin to get men in small groups and begin to show them himself. And so that happened. Mm-hmm. But the problem is when it came out of the stadiums, it just died out.
That's right.
You know, and what God birthed in us at that particular point was, you know, that it was time. What is the next step after the stadiums? And if you mm-hmm. go look at our history, mm-hmm. our history started with next step. And it was right. it wasn't just an idea. It was like, what's the next step after the stadium? Because these men were alive, you know, and they went back to sleep and they got mm-hmm. back to seduced again. They went back to where they were when they were dead. They came out. They came alive in the stadiums and the small groups, and they went back in the dust. What was the problem? And then we went through a process of repentance where we went into the wilderness to repent for the turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, and God moved mightily. We finished that aspect of it. And then we went with the traditional model of what we've seen happen, and all we realized that is what's producing the death. And we had right. to stop that. Then God called us out to begin to birth, you know, what we're doing today, understanding that God wants his church back. And I think about this. I think about, you know, that, you know, Reverend Billy Graham worked really hard. I mean, they would start probably a year, 9 months in advance to focus mm-hmm. and fill one particular stadium. And right. he would go in there, the stadium, and everybody worked so hard to bring whoever to come into that stadium and fill those seats to be able to preach the gospel to them once.
Mm.
Once. Wow. And then when he would preach once, think about it. When he preached once, that all of a sudden people would find God. People would get saved. And he transformed a lot of our nation and our presidents and all the things because he just preached the gospel one stadium at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about this. You think about how very specifically that here we are today.
Right.
And what we're finding out that God's called us to stadiums. We've seen the stadiums filled with people. We've seen them filled with people. All across the nation, we've seen them. We've seen them crying out to God, and we've seen this taking place. But what's going to happen first, like the groundwork happened to Reverend Billy Graham when he began mm-hmm. to work and do what was going on. He would begin to do the work, and then the stadium would be filled to preach the gospel once. But what we found out is this, in VFN Radio, based on what we're understanding at this present point, that when we share with over the 900 million people that are available right now and they're connected in the social media atmosphere, there's 1/6 of the world's population, that if we share with them VFN TV and the VFN radio program, that out of every dollar that we use to share it with them, one of them comes and sits in our virtual stadium. And they don't come, and they like us on Facebook, mm-hmm. or they connect to us and download our app, but they like us. And so $1 produces someone sitting in that seat based on what we presently see. Where, think about it. So, and with Reverend Billy Graham, who did an awesome, awesome thing for the Lord, you know, he preached once to him. But with VFN TV and the data radio program, when you sit in our virtual stadium, when you sit and listen and you have your VFN TV app, you have your VFN radio, you have Facebook, you have the VFN Torch. I mean, it's just, you're just every day the gospel is coming to everybody who sits in our stadium. When you help fill that stadium, that virtual stadium, for $1 per person, it looks like,
wow.
Think about it. I mean, if you just write $10 a month, you can fill 10 more seats in this virtual stadium. The probability is just huge. I mean, think about it. Even $100 a month, 100 new seats get filled a month. You have this 1,200 seats that you filled at the end of that month yourself, all by yourself, or maybe even a dollar. We can begin to transform instantly. Think about it. I'm looking right now at a particular article on a broadcast that we had over 73,000 people. Think about that. That's a stadium of 73,000 people that heard the prophetic word over what's taking place on one particular segment. Be mm-hmm. a part of it. Let's turn the heart of this nation, and we can turn the heart of this nation by filling this virtual stadium. And if we'll fill this virtual stadium, this is what I believe. We'll fill stadiums all around this nation, but they first have to be filled, and the gospel has to be sown into their hearts now. How can you do that? Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Click on Fill the Stadium Now. And maybe it's $1 a month. Maybe it's $2 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. By doing that, you fill the virtual stadium, and we can preach the gospel every single day to them, where Reverend Billy Graham only preached it once. And look at the return. We can turn the heart of this nation. Do it now. Go to VFNTV.com and click on Giving. As a matter of fact, I want to say, too, to those that are on the our Apple applications out there, make sure you go to iTunes and, you know, write a review. There's people, you know, they're going to be coming and they're looking and they're trying to find encouraging words and, you know, what they can, you know, I want something to listen to. I want something to view that's going to encourage me during these times. And of course, we're getting feedback from all of a lot of our listeners and viewers that, and new people will be coming from around the world. You know, we have all the way from Okinawa to Texas and throughout in Oregon
and
Africa. I mean, it's all around the world. In America. And so they'll read your review. So go to iTunes, you know, type in VFN TV and you'll find the application there. You can download it. But also once you listen for a while, once you watch, then say, you know what, I'm going to write a review. And so other people, it's a way for you to help win people to the Lord, to encourage them to tune in to VFN Radio.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, and joining with me here today is Pat Hamilton. Well, Pat, we're coming close to the end of the extra hour. Oh, my goodness, and time is just going by. We've discussed so much today. I do want to encourage our VFN Radio listeners, if you haven't had the chance to write a review, go ahead and write a review for the app. I mean, this is such a great way to encourage others as they're going to go and search for the app. They want to hear what your experience has been. I'm looking at some of the reviews now, and one person writes, wow, you know, I love the stories of faith. Excellent, refreshing, and empowering. Awesome, refreshing, insightful. I mean, this is so good because it gives them hope and gets them to say, you know what, I can listen to this source. There's nothing like someone's firsthand experience with what they've been listening to. So I encourage you to write a review today. Well, we're coming close to the end of our extra hour, and I want to make sure that we discuss the moment of wisdom. And every day we like to share a moment of wisdom out of the book of Proverbs, and where we talk about God's wisdom. You know, there's a difference between worldly wisdom, and there's a difference between godly wisdom. And we always want the wisdom of God. So in the moment of wisdom today, we're going to be reading out of Proverbs 5:1. And it says, my son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen well to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion and your lips may preserve knowledge. He says, pay attention. And then he says, listen to my words. It's like he's saying it twice. He's like, I really want to underscore. He's talking to his son. I want to underscore the importance of what I have to say. So I not only want you to pay attention, I want you to give ear, to give thought, and I want you not just to hear, but I want you to listen. Listen to my wisdom. And he's talking about discretion. You know, we have to maintain discretion. And discretion is defined as the power or right to decide, to make decisions, or to act according to one's own judgment, the freedom to make your own decisions. When you think about all the decisions that you have to make in a day, my goodness, I mean, you're constantly making decisions.
Constantly.
Some good, some not so good.
Right.
And if you were able to maintain discretion, I mean, here the wisdom that's coming forth. You have to maintain discretion. Right. And your lips may preserve knowledge. And if you're going to make wise decisions in life, you got to be able to exercise some discretion. And it's not just happens. Discretion is the ability to be watchful, wise, cautious, circumspect when it comes to words or actions. You're not just saying the first thing that comes out of your mind. You're not just making any flippant decision. You're thinking about it. You're contemplating, you know, the ways and the purposes of God. Is this something that honors the Lord? Is this something that is going to be pleasing? Is this something right before God? And discretion is not something that, you know, you just, you have to maintain it. You know, everything in God is just like, you know, it's not like just osmosis, here it is, but you have to kind of maintain it. You gotta keep the existence, just to keep an existence, to service, to preserve. You have to preserve the word of God in your heart. You got to preserve the word of God in your decision-making process. You got to keep the word of God forefront in all that you do. Because if you don't, believe you me, the enemy would try to put a veil over it, would try to cover it, and you'll start making decisions that will be outside of your values, outside of the word of God. And then you'll start, you know, you'll start to get the results that you really are not going to want to get. Everything that came into your life, you know, a lot of things come as a result of the decisions that you've made. And you can learn, you know, look back. Proverbs also says that a wise man, a wise woman gives thought to their ways. You have to reflect. You got to think about, you know, how did I come across in that situation? Or how did were those words the right words to use? You know, and really to evaluate them. Because you know what? People matter. Mm-hmm. People matter. And you know what? God matters.
Right.
The eyes of the Lord roam to and fro. I mean, the eyes of the Lord are keep watch over the wicked and the good. His eyes are upon us, and he wants to know that we're walking our life in view of God's word, in view of his ways. We're living our life in a way that glorifies him and not, you know, glorifying ourselves. We need to maintain. It says, my son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen well to my words of insight. Why? So that you maintain discretion, preserve it, hold it dear, keep it up, and that your lips may preserve knowledge. There's nothing like lips that speak knowledge, lips that speak truth. You know, to preserve means to keep alive. We talked about that. Your lips are to keep alive, keep in existence, keep safe, and protect knowledge. Your lips should speak the truth. Your lips should speak what is right, you know. And we're able to keep knowledge. Knowledge is kept alive, right, when we speak knowledge, when we speak the truth out, and we continue to share it. We begin to speak God's word out. Okay,
right.
And we have to remind ourselves that it's the word of God that's the chief thing. You know, it's not what we read in some kind of magazine. It's not what we read, and you know, not what our friends told us. It's not some other person's, you know, a theory. But you can always go back to the word of God. That's why abiding is so powerful. God's word is a lamp unto our feet. It lights our paths. It helps to transform our thinking from thinking from a worldly way to thinking from a godly way. I mean, you look back and say, how many decisions did you make in the past without God? And how many decisions you without, when I say without God, without even thinking or giving thought to him, and how many decisions now are you including God in your decision making and exercising your discretion? Well, the moment of wisdom, the wisdom moment today is found in Proverbs 5:1. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen well to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion and your lips may preserve knowledge. Well, we've come to the end of the extra hour, and I'm so glad that you have joined us for this powerful time together. We look forward to you joining with us in the morning. And don't forget that you can catch VFN Radio on a 24-hour loop, 30 minutes after the program. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you so much for joining us on VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can see us on VFNTV.com. You can also see us on your mobile phone and your iPad applications and your Androids. To find out more at VFNTV.com or in your application store. God bless you until we meet again. VFN Radio. God bless you.